Hello, and good morning. So, are you still in bed? Or have you had your morning jog already? Well done if you did. Because you have not only done good for yourself, but you have even contributed to the well-being of the country as a whole. An exaggeration? Well, let me see. A report published recently in a medical journal shows the health value to school children if they are made to run 1 mile a day. This is done by laying out a program whereby every school student would be made to run for about 15 minutes every day in the school playground. And I do not have to tell you how beneficial this is, because it is common knowledge. But for a scheme to be part of a school program and enforced on every child, of course, unless there are particular reasons, especially health, which disallows, this must be a good thing. It gives the youngsters a good start for their day and indeed for their life. It instills a discipline that is likely to last a lifetime, and it is helpful to avoid all the diseases that result from overweight, mainly diabetes and heart disease. The scheme has been endorsed by the Scottish Government, but has not been completely adopted in England yet. Step in, the richest man in Britain. You don't know him? Oh, you will be forgiven, because he's not one of those who publicize themselves or throw their money around in grandiose gestures. Indeed, he was described as in the press as being publicity shy. I'm talking about the industrialist Sir James Ratcliffe, or better still, Jim Ratcliffe, now 65 years old, and is reputed to be worth £21 billion. He was not born to wealth, but rather was brought up in a council house. His father was a joiner and eventually ran a factory making laboratory furniture. His mother was an accounts office worker. Jim managed to get into Beverley Grammar School in Yorkshire and then read chemical engineering at Birmingham University. Like all self-made tycoons, the cleverness is in spotting opportunity. Jim started his life working for BP, then managed to buy one site after another of the facilities discarded by the likes of BP and ICI, and that is Imperial Chemical Industry, which does not exist anymore, but was a giant industrial in the past. Jim is now in the forefront of the program to extract shale oil and gas, which, if as successful here as it is in the United States of America, will give the UK a great boost in energy sources. But here, my dear listener, I have digressed. While lauding the industrial and wealth achievements of Jim Ratcliffe, my main aim is to highlight his sense of moral obligation to the people of Britain and use part of his wealth to encourage a good and lasting cause. He founded the charity Go Run for Fun to encourage thousands of children aged between 5 and 10 years to get active by creating celebrity-driven events. In addition, he is financing the Daily Mile Foundation charity, which, among other things, campaigns for a mandatory 15-minute run by every school child. The program has been adopted in about 30% of schools in Wales, in addition to Scotland, and the hope is that it catches on in England as well. What I really like is what Ratcliffe says, that when the kids do that, that is run, they all have a big smile on their face. We need to make this happen. That's what he says. I like this, because it's only what makes us happy that will ever make us successful. So here I'm pleading this Sunday morning that you take the suggestion to heart, essentially for yourself, but also for your children if you're a father or a mother. It is a well-proven source of health and general feeling of well-being. But I have an apology to make, because I'm glad that I'm giving this message on the radio. Had it been on a video projection, you would have seen the overweight speaker in me, and I would have heard your laughter as you tell me, "Physician, heal thyself. I realize, and I raise my hand and say, yes, I am overweight. But I have been fortunate in all my life when younger because I was quite active. And so I thankfully do not suffer of any of the illnesses that accompany the overweight people. This is probably just luck. I still feel I should do myself a favor and reduce my weight. And perhaps here I promise my listeners that I shall do so. But please don't follow me as they do in Weight Watchers. And I promise you I shall not ask for any prize if I succeed in shedding any weight. The moral of the story I presented to you this morning is twofold. The first is how the feeling of rich people can subscribe to the well-being of the nation, especially when they dig deeply into their pockets. And secondly, that every one of us owes it to himself or herself to look after his or her health and the health of the family. Just think what that would mean in terms of the savings in the medical services and expenditures that can result, and how much more productive we can all be if we remain fit and healthy. This is a duty and a civic obligation to every one of us. So let us all take it upon ourselves and to pledge to work towards our own well-being as well as that of all around us. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.